Good afternoon, everyone. I'm glad to have the opportunity to share this stage today with prestigious international guests to talk about the future of defense. To be honest, it's quite a challenge for me because every time I talk about innovation in the French armed forces to an international audience, I hear someone at the back of the room rumble. You know, everything they do in the French military, especially the bolder things, is somehow related to Napoleon. So today, in this beautiful building, whose architect was chosen by Napoleon himself, I will be the first one to say it. This is true, we never forget where we come from. Napoleon was a revolutionary spirit, and we are proud of his inheritance, but it's not because of him that we fly drones and sail high-tech submarines. Anyway, I'm very glad to be here at the GovTech Summit to discuss the future of our defense and imagine how we can improve it hand in hand with innovative and dynamic companies. And I would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone that defense, despite its specific characteristics, has a lot to draw on the civil sector. Believe me, many innovations and disruptive products can be useful both for civil and military applications and not necessarily those you can think of. One example, we are always looking for the most resistant ceramic to improve the protection of our armored vehicles, and it's often in the luxury sector that we find this type of product. So allow yourself to think out of the box and don't picture defense as a mixture of Napoleonic traditions and Leclerc tanks. We have a lot more to offer. We have a lot more to learn and take from all the talented actors here today. That's why I would like to present our ambitions in terms of digital technology and innovation at the French Ministry of the Armed Forces. When I took office 2 years ago, I wanted innovation to be one of the top priority of the ministry. Because in the defense world, innovation is more than ever an operational and strategic necessity. If tomorrow our opponents show up on the battlefield equipped with jet suits that allow them to fly over our soldiers in simple battle dress, we seriously have something to worry about. And it's even more than that. This is a matter of national and European sovereignty. Because for the first time in history, it's no longer governments that drive innovation upwards. At the forefront of the technological race, we have entered in startups, small and agile companies with no boundaries lead the future. As we know, the defense world cannot be self-sufficient. The innovative capacity of our defense industry must also rely on strong, competitive, and sustainable companies for the benefit of our armed forces and society in general. With that in mind, we created the Defense Innovation Agency a year ago with quite a mission: make the ministry more agile, more open to the world of innovation, and finally, more able to meet the crucial technological challenges facing the armed forces. I'm thinking in particular of cybersecurity, cryptography, quantum computing, artificial intelligence. And there is a reason why, I don't know who is rebellion here, Rebellion Defense and New Vector, share this stage with us today. Since our time is limited, I will focus on AI today, but do not hesitate to read all of the Ministry's work on cybersecurity. We recently published a white paper that defines France's position and ambition on that matter. We know AI technologies will play a leading role in the operational superiority of the future. Soon, hypersonic weapons will reach territories that were previously out of reach in only a few minutes, at unprecedented speeds of 6,000 to 7,000 kilometers per hour. Well, it leaves little time to think, and we will definitely need the help of AI to react efficiently and in the right tempo. So we chose to invest heavily in AI with more than 100 million euros every year until 2025 at least, and we will recruit 200 experts to speed up AI development. Along with that, we built an ambitious and pragmatic AI roadmap that includes our vision of a trustworthy AI in accordance with our core values. This roadmap is already available online in French and will soon, I promise, be available in English. Of course, we cannot talk about AI without mentioning the question of data. Data is a crucial subject of digital sovereignty. Data is really a national public good that we must protect and preserve. The digital division of the Ministry of the Armed Forces has been working for 18 months on the development of a cloud strategy to store and process data independently. Of course, this approach should be also implemented at the European level, and I'm convinced this will be one of the first priorities of the new EU Commission. So there are many challenges ahead. We will need close and proactive cooperation between European institutional and industrial actors to face them. And we will need you, entrepreneurs, inventors, investors of all kinds. I strongly believe in the enormous potential of our startups, our SMEs, and I know that they will be at the heart of our digital success. They are the ones that take us out of our comfort zone and accelerate the pace of innovation in our armies. That's why we have developed many ways to support innovation. We have an SME action plan aimed at fostering collaboration between large groups and small businesses. We also have a program called RAPID, led by the Defense Innovation Agency, which subsidizes the most innovative projects in both the civil and military sectors and may allocate up to 15 million euros each year. And we try also to develop what is called open innovation. The Defense Innovation Agency has a special team whose mission is to identify civil developments that could also benefit to the defense sector. In the end, our goal is to come up with a new strategy for financial support for innovation in a spirit of supporting and accelerating projects from early stage to the final product. We also aim at making the defense sector more attractive to external investors. With this in mind, we created DefInvest, an investment fund financed by the ministry and managed by BPI France, BPI France, that some of you may know. DefInvest, as it is called, invests in SMEs whose innovative capacity, knowledge, or know-how are considered as strategic for the performance of French defense systems. In its very first year, Definvest has invested in 5 companies in the field of microprocessors, optronic pod, communication, and so on. So this is a very positive assessment for this 1-year-old entity, and I hope that this fund will grow and expand, perhaps to make you innovative partners of the Ministry of the Armed Forces of tomorrow. So my time is running out, but I hope I've inspired some of you to come knocking on our door and invent tomorrow's defense. As for now, I'm eager to hear and exchange briefly our views on defense innovation and new challenges, as I'm supposed to have a visit very, very soon. Thank you very much for your attention.